Blog Talk Radio.
Some of you may even want to run to the altar and begin to lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, as we lift up our voices tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time, right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord. Reveal your glory and let your trust rise.
Light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Whether you know it or not, the world is looking at you, because the answer that they seek is on the inside of you. So I say, if they're looking for you, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. That's why we say the change I want.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am joined by the host of the show, Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. And again, thank you for joining us. Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
Good morning. I am blessed. How are you, man of God?
Praise God. I'm well. Thank you so much for asking. Praise God.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Praise God. Again, well, thank you for joining us at FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning Prayer Broadcast. We just want to thank you for joining us this morning, those that are on, and those that will be listening to the broadcast later. As always, our scripture of focus is Job 38, 12 through 13 from the King James Version of the Bible. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the dayspring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? Praise God. This is the time of day that we walk in the authority of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We give our morning, our day, the issues of life, and this world legislated instructions. Amen. Before we get started, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Here you can leave your prayer requests. You can leave testimonies. You can update us on prayers that we have prayed for you. Also, you can ask just questions about life and get answers, biblical answers to those questions. So please go to the Facebook page and like the page and engage the ministry. Thank you so much. Before we get started, we always start with praise and worship. So we're going to go ahead and just enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Father God, we just thank you and uplift your name. Father God, we thank you and magnify your
name.
Father God, we give you praise this morning. We lift you up, Father. Father, we magnify your name. We just thank you, Father God. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father God, we give you glory, Father. We give you the glory that's due you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for just inhabiting the praise of your people, Father.
Yes,
we praise your holy name, Father. We uplift your holy name. We magnify your holy name. We give you praise, Father God. We give you honor, Father God. We magnify your name, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Father God, on this morning, Father God. We thank you for this day, Father God. We thank you for life, Father God. We thank you for health. We thank you for healing. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for your word, Father God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, Father God. We thank you. 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 We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Father God, we lift you up, Father God. So that all men, Father God, will be drawn unto you. We thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Thank you, O Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Father God. Many, Father God, went to bed, Father God, with plans for the day, Father. And many, Father God, did not rise today. Well, we thank you for opening our eyes, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you and give you praise. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Father God. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you on this morning, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you and give you praise. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. We ask that you forgive us for any and all sins, Father God, we may have committed. Father God, we ask, Father God, that you just, Father God, create a right spirit in us this morning. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, help us to walk in love, O Heavenly Father. Help us to walk in joy, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Help us to be cheerful to one another, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Father God. There are many of us, Father God, that are going through. Give us the strength, Father God, to make it through, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Give us the victory, Father God, on today, Father God. Continue to favor us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Help us to walk in the ways that please you, Father God. As your word says, Father, when a man ways please you, Father God, you'll make even his enemy be at peace with him, Father God. So, Father God, help us to walk in ways that will please you. Help us to have a behavior, Father God, that will please you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, Father God. Help our leaders, Father God, of this nation, Father God, walk in ways, Father God, that will please you, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Blow on their hearts, Father God. Give them ears to hear, Father God. Hallelujah. Strengthen them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Surround them, Father God, by wise, Father God, and courageous men and women of God, O Heavenly Father, that will counsel them, Father God. Help them to be open to godly counsel, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remove those ungodly influences from around them, Father God, in the mighty name
yes,
of
God.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we just ask that you strengthen, Father God, and gird up our president, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, give him wisdom, O Heavenly Father, godly wisdom, Father God, supernatural wisdom, Father God, to run the country, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Father God, we ask that you do the same, Father God, with our vice president, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, surround him by wise, godly counsel, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, O Heavenly Father. We pray the same, Father God, for our congressmen, our representatives, Father God, our governors, Father God, our mayors, Father God, our city councilmen, Father God, our aldermen, Father God, our judges, Father God, on the Supreme Court, Father, our judges, Father, our local judges, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, let us be ruled by those, O Heavenly Father, that will listen and give in to godly counsel, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Father God. We thank you for hearing prayers right now, Father God,
yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we uplift the poor. We uplift those that are struggling. We uplift those that are hungry. We uplift those, Father God, that are homeless, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh,
we ask that you strengthen Everyone. Them, Father God, that you consider them, Father God, that you would bless them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, that you would give them the strength, Father God, to make it through, O Heavenly Father, and bring them through and give them victory today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and decrease and eliminate their numbers, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, so there is no more homeless, Father God. Hallelujah,
Thank
Father God.
God.
Open the hearts, Father God, of man, O Heavenly Father. Father, that they will make decisions, excuse me, laws and policies, O Heavenly Father, that will be help to those, Father God, in need of help, Father, in the mighty
Jesus.
Name of Jesus. And we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Those, Father. Father God, we just thank you, Father God. We magnify your name, Father God. Father God, those that are dealing with mental issues, Father God, we command healing to come on them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We just thank you and praise you. Hallelujah, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father God. We uplift and magnify your name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we remind you of our children and of our seniors, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask that you just continue, Father, to watch over them, to keep them, give your angels charge over them, Father God, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, O Heavenly Father. Those that are fighting affliction, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we command, Father God, healing, Father God, to come upon them now, Father God, that they are restored, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we ask that you stir up the gifts in them, Father God. Stir up their anointings, Father God. Direct the paths of our children, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Change the hearts of their parents, O Heavenly Father, so that their parents, Father God, will speak their direction, Father, in the name of Jesus, that their fathers, mothers and fathers, Father, will pour out onto them love and discipline, Father God, and the ingredients, Father God, they need, Father God, to grow, O Heavenly Father, and prosper, Father, in the name of Jesus. Your will be done in the lives of our children of this nation, of this world, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray, O Heavenly Father, that they will, Father God, just flourish, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And Father, they will come into the kingdom, Father God, and do kingdom work, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We uplift our seniors, Father God. We ask, Father God, that those that have not received salvation, that you would blow on their hearts. Father God, that you will send those to them, Father God, to preach the gospel. Father God, that you would give them ears to hear, O Heavenly Father, that they might receive salvation, Father God, in their latter days, Father God, before they leave this earth, Father. And we thank you, Father, for the souls that will be saved, Father. We thank you for those, Father, whose names will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of those, the bereaved, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that are hurting, those that have lost loved ones, Father. Father, we ask that you comfort them, that you strengthen them, that you gird them up, Father God. Every good thing that was lost through death, Father, we ask that you restore it. Father God, replace it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We remind you, Father, of the fatherless. Father, you said that you would be a father to the fatherless. So we ask you to father those that are fatherless. Raise them up, Father. Strengthen them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, direct their paths in life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give them ears to hear you. Give them wisdom, Father God. Give them love. Let them know, Father God, that they love you, that you love them, Father God.
Yes,
hallelujah, Father God. Pour into them love, Father God, so that they may be able to pour into the world, Father God, love and life, Father. We thank you. And we thank you and praise you.
Bless your name, Jesus.
We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our seniors, Father God. We remind you, Father God, right now of those, Father, that are dealing with mental issues, O Heavenly Father. Issues of the heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. We command healing to fall on them now, Father God, that healing and restoration is their portion, Father God, that them now in their right mind and a whole and healthy heart, a whole and healthy spirit is their portion,
yes,
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for their healing. We thank you for their restoration, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We commit. Thank you, Father God. We magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah. We uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, we uplift our spiritual leaders this morning, Father God. Many of them are hurting, Father God. We ask that you gird them up and strengthen them, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Give them the strength, Father God, to endure their path, to endure the wrath, to endure their endure testing, Father God. Endure what they're going through, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, send to them those that will encourage them, Father God, that will speak words that edify them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, send angelic help, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, send financial help, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Send healing and restoration, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We just thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We uplift your name, Father God. Father God, we pray over marriages, O Heavenly Father. Father God, we decree and declare, Father God, this morning that marriages are blessed, O Heavenly Father, that they are restored, that they are strengthened, that they are strengthened, Father God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that your will is being done in marriages, Father God. Hallelujah, we bind the spirits of selfishness, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name this morning, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, we uplift our teachers, Father God, the teachers of our children. Father God, we ask that you give them patience, Heavenly Father. Father, that you would stir up the gifts and the anointing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, that you will unleash, Father God, the creativity in them, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah, that you have gifted them, Father God, to teach our children, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And all these words, Father God, that we have spoken, Father God, decreed, commanded before you, Father God, we thank you that they are done in your Son, Jesus' mighty and magnificent name, Father. We thank you and we say amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Would you lead us in prayer, Apostle? Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you today. We give you praise, Lord God. We honor you for who you are, Lord. We honor you because you are the great I am. We honor you, Lord God, because of your faithfulness, for your loyalty towards us, Lord God. We thank you because you love us. Lord, you loved us before we could even utter a word to love you back. For that, we're grateful, Lord God. We're grateful for your kindness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, because we are awake this morning. We, Lord God, are breathing the breath that you decided to lend us on today. If it had not been for you, Lord God, we would not be able, Lord God, to even turn over. We would not be able, Lord God, to put our feet to the ground. We wouldn't be able, Lord God, to go and use the activity of our limbs today, Jesus. Because, Lord God, you decided to awaken us, to give us that breath of life, to allow us, Lord God, to see and to hear. We say thank you today, Lord God, taking nothing for granted. We bless and magnify you for these things on today. We bless and magnify you, Lord God, for having a roof over our heads today, Lord. We bless and magnify you, Lord God, for having heat or having AC, having lights, Lord God, for money in our pockets today, Lord God. We thank you that we are being able to go to the refrigerator, open them up, Lord God, and yes, there's food there. There's food in the cabinets, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the vehicles in which we drive, gas in the gas tanks, and Lord, all the things we just seem to fail to thank you for, we say thank you. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you because you've told us in many prayers before today on the prayer line that we are in what we call an open door, Lord God. We bless you for that, Lord God. We magnify you for the open doors, the doors, Lord God, that no man can close. That when we get ready to go through a door, Lord God, it will open on its own because of your power, Lord God, that you've caused it to open at said time and said season, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that no man will be able to close it, even in the midst of walking through it, oh God. We magnify you for it on today, dear Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for an open heaven. The open heaven that you showed me earlier this week, Lord God. We thank you that when we get ready to pray for something, it'll already be done. Lord God, because you will have already answered us before we could even utter the prayer. And so that for that, we even bless you today. Lord God, blessing you. You said thank you earlier this year. Thank you and praise you. And we want to thank you and praise you for things that we think we still need to pray to you for. We don't need to do that anymore. You said thank you. So, Lord God, we're magnifying your awesome name on today. We're lifting you up, Lord God, for being worthy of the praise. We're already saying thank you, Lord God. We're already magnifying you, Lord God. We're already lifting you up for the victory today, Jesus, for we are more than conquerors. Lord God, we are more than conquerors. Lord God, we are already victorious. For you say, even in your word, not to wait for the battle to be over, but to shout now. God, we gloriously give you the praise today, dear Jesus. We honor you, Lord God. We lift you up today, Jesus. We thank you for health in our bodies today, Jesus. Many, Lord God, of the afflictions of the righteous. But you said you deliver us up out of them all. So, Lord God, thank you. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we've come out victoriously. We've come out healed and whole. We've come out, Lord God, delivered in ways that doctors could never heal our bodies. We thank you for the doctors, Lord God. We thank you for what you've empowered their minds and educated their minds to see and to do and to hear and be equipped to do. But, Lord God, it is by you, by your son's stripes, that we've already been made whole and been healed, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, that those who the doctors said have cancer, no. Lord God, we're delivered. They are healed. They are whole. They just, Lord God, need to be able to be stretched in faith. They just need to be able to exercise their faith muscles on today. We thank you, Lord God, that they are healed. We do not have diabetes amongst us. Lord God, every body that the saints of God, that they mentioned their names, that they've been praying for, the words that we utter, those people have already been delivered. Those people have already been healed. They've already been tried in the fire and now will come out as pure gold, Lord Jesus. Father, from 25 generations back, Lord God, we thank you that we've been able to curse poverty, oh God, curse illness in the name of Jesus. Curse oppression and depression at the very root, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that the offspring even have died out. We thank you, Lord God, that alcoholism is dried up in our families today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that our children and children's children and even our children's children's children will serve you oh God, at an early age, will profess Romans 10:9-10. At an early age, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for these things in advance. We praise you, Lord God, that they will preach the word, Lord God. We thank you in advance, Lord God, that they will want to teach the word to the four corners of the earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Why? Because we command it, oh God. Why? Because you preordained it, oh God. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercifulness, Lord Jesus. We thank you in advance, Lord God, that they will begin to come out on the street corners and do outreach services, Lord God. We thank you that whether we're living, oh God, to see our third and fourth and fifth and ninth generations to come, that they will still, Lord God, be answered to these prayers that we pray today, oh God. Lord God, knowing and understanding that you are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords, and they will want to honor you. They will want to serve you. They will want to lift you up, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that even today, those individuals and family members, we might not be able to say their names over the air, but Lord God, you're beginning to arrest them by Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, oh God, arrest them in the name of Jesus, even now, from wanting to go out and be selfish and just think about themselves and do the things that they want to do, that Lord God, that you will send angels now to arrest them by Holy Spirit, and they will want to serve you. They're getting ready to put down their own selfish ways and lift up the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we command it to occur. We command these prayers to already be answered. We command that we will hear the victory reports quickly in the name of Jesus, that they are saying, I want to serve Jesus. I want to read the word. I want to spread the word in the name of Jesus. Do it now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, begin to sanctify them. Father God, fill them with Holy Spirit so that they have strength, so that they have power, so that their hands are anointed to do the work of you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you today for those, Lord God, that we cannot again mention over the airwaves. But, Lord, you said they would be entrepreneurs. So we thank you for entrepreneurship today, Jesus. We thank you for the books that are written, that they will be made number one in sales, God, in the name of Jesus. Why? Because, Lord God, you want the body of Christ healed. You want the body of Christ delivered. You want the body of Christ made whole. You want the body of Christ reaching out. You want the body of Christ empowered. You want the body of Christ to have tools and resources, oh God, to be able to be delivered from all sickness and all manner of disease and mental illness today, God. In the name of Jesus, we call out those that are lost, oh God. We call out the unsaved. We call out those who have not been delivered. We call out those who are lost. Come into the fold of Jesus Christ. Come into the ark of safety even now. In the name of Jesus, give your lives to Christ. Be saved today. In the name of Jesus, we command it to occur even now. Lord God, you hear the righteous when we pray. So we thank you right now that you hear the prayers, Lord God, and you've already answered them before we even ask. Oh, God, we bless you, Lord God, for even those who are looking for supernatural debt cancellation. God, in the name of Jesus, we call out outstanding debt, Lord God, student loans, Lord God, and light bills, oh God. Those who are in a deficit, Lord God, with their rent or mortgages, Jesus. We call out, Lord God, gas bills, all the utility bills, God. We call out, Lord Jesus, car notes, oh God. We call out, Lord God, those who have debt for school, the children, Lord God, who need to get their school debt paid, God, in order to finish school on today in the name of Jesus. We call out, Lord God, gas money. People need to fill up their tanks, dear Jesus. We call out, Lord God, repairs that need to be paid for on their vehicles, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We call out, Lord God, water bills in the name of Jesus. We call out, Lord God, those who are lacking, they can't even go buy a pair of socks, oh God. But we call out wardrobe money in the name of Jesus. We call out eyeglass money in the name of Jesus. We call out shoe money in the name of Jesus. God, we just call out the needs that need to be met today. Resources from the north, the south, the east and the west, in the mighty name of Jesus, and debts to be canceled out, oh God. Even now as I'm speaking, oh God, computer systems are changing, and Lord God, the debts have been paid in full. Balances have been marked to zero. Lord God, we call out those who owe the IRS. It'll turn around to their favor, Lord God, to where the IRS has to pay them. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, have your way even now. We call it out, Lord God, to work in the favor. We call it out to be victorious. We call it out that they are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, in advance for these victories. We thank you, Lord God, that the souls that are lost are saved. We thank you, Lord God, that the rapists are no longer raping, oh God, that the drug addicts are no longer dealing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way even now, dear God, in the depressed minds, oh God, those who are downtrodden and heavy laden, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your head, oh ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye age abiding doors. And the King of Glory is here. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. We thank you, Lord God, they're no longer suppressed. They're no longer oppressed. They're no longer depressed. But the joy of the Lord has become their strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, even now, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the fivefold ministry, that, Lord God, they aren't even burdened down. They are not depressed, oh God. They are not wanting to give up. They are not throwing in the towel. They are not, Lord God, so sad and, Lord God, heavy laden. And, Lord God, you have removed their shoulders from the burdens. That's what your word says, that you will take our shoulders from the burden, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God, that we are walking around with light shoulders today, Lord God. The fivefold ministry is encouraged today, Jesus. The fivefold ministry is ready to teach, oh God. The fivefold ministry is ready to preach, Lord God. The fivefold ministry is ready to plant today, dear Jesus. We are tilling the ground, Lord God, to teach and preach the word of God. The fivefold ministry is evangelizing today, Jesus. Going into the prisons, going into the hospitals, oh God. Doing the work of the Lord, oh God. Equipping, Lord God, those that are lost. Praying for those that are sick, In the name of Jesus, we cut asunder, O God, the loss, O God, and we bring them into the light of you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you in advance, God. We thank you for walking into the hospitals, sending your angels, O God, to dry up sickness and disease, to dry up infections, to dry up flus, to dry up H1N1, to dry up arthritis and rheumatoiditis, osteoarthritis, diabetes, oh gosh, sugar, in the name of Jesus, to dry up even obesity. Lord God, the people are not obese, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Supernatural weight loss, God, because of the hormones and all of this homogenized food, oh God, and all of the foods that the government has allowed to be pumped up with hormones and all of the things that are not like you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that the people can afford organic foods. We pray today, Lord Jesus, that the people are able to plant gardens. We pray today, Lord God, that children will want to learn how to cook again, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for STEM and STEAM to be put into the schools for educational purposes, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for, Lord God, our overseers, for our leaders today, Lord God. We call them out, Lord God, to be strengthened in you, to, Lord God, want to preach to us and want to teach to us. Lord God, they will run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak, Lord God, that they are encouraged to run on in you, Lord Jesus. They are encouraged, oh God, to run on and run, Lord God, and fight the fight of faith in the name of Jesus. That they, Lord God, will hear your voice ever so clearly to be able to give us the words that you want us to have. Oh, God, we bind up backlash. Father God, we bind up religion. We bind up, Lord God, everything not like you in the name of Jesus, that we are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. We bless you today. We command our day and our weekends, Lord God, to be that of peace, to be that of joy, to be that of victory. Lord God, raise up the spiritual palates of the people, oh God. Lord God, let them look to the hills from whence cometh their help, knowing their help only comes from you. I speak, oh God, they are encouraged. Speak, Lord God, that the joy of you, Lord God, will be their strength. I speak, Lord God, that people will go to mailboxes today, and there's checks in the mail today. Jesus, unexpected checks, oh God. People need even money to be loosed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Some people have had money that's just been tied up, but I speak that that money is loose today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Loose the money, God. Loose it today that there might be supernatural deposits made into accounts. God, I'm a witness to it. This isn't anything that's far-fetched. This isn't anything that you cannot do. This isn't even anything you will not do. But we just need to trust you and believe you for all the things, Lord God, that you have already ordained before the foundations of the earth. But the people began to get battle weary. But Lord God, I even challenge
joy of you is their strength. The joy of you, Lord God, is their strength in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I'm just giving you the praise. Hallelujah, dear Jesus. Oh, I bless your name. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God, I magnify you. How I lift you up. You're such a good, good God. Hallelujah, Lord God, I just magnify you. I rejoice in you, Jesus. My God, wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. I believe for those who don't have the strength to believe. I stand in the gap, Lord God, who don't know how to stand in the gap. I have faith, Lord God, to the faithless today, Lord Jesus. I trust for those who cannot trust you, Lord God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Your word is yes and amen. That's all you have is a yes and an amen, oh God. Yes and amen, oh God. I believe for the Joy Consortium today, God. It was your preordained word. This was a word from you, God. I believe by standing in faith and obedience, God. I believe that it will be successful. I believe, Lord God, for the attorney to come and sit on the board. I believe today, Lord God, for the consultants to want to come and lend a word of counsel, oh God. I believe and I trust in you. I stand flat-footed and flat-faced today, Lord God. I believe. I believe, oh God, that all those, Lord God, who are standing in faith for the things that they have not uttered, Lord God, they're standing in secret faith, but I believe with them today. For whatever it is they stand in the need of, I believe. God, we believe. We believe. He says, whose report do we believe? We believe a report of you, God, today, in the name of Jesus. We believe the report of you today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we believe, God. Bless your name. Bless your name. Oh, bless your magnificent name. We bless it, Lord. I speak health to your body of Christ. I speak better eating habits today, Jesus. I speak free fruits and vegetables made available to them, Jesus. And Lord, if they don't get the free ones, I speak that you've made the money available for them to be able to afford to buy them. And not just once, not just twice, not just five times, not just nine times, but Lord God, forever. They have the money to afford the fruit and the vegetables that they need in the name of Jesus. No more obesity. Your saints of God are not obese. In the name, Lord God, Jesus Christ. I speak, Lord God, that the money is made available for mission trips so that we can go and see about the saints that need to be saved and the children, Lord God, who have just been placed in foster homes and left on the steps of Catholic churches and left on fire department doorsteps. God, I speak that money is made available for missions and outreach ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. Even now, Lord God, gas tanks have been made full, oh God, that we can do the work of the ministry without the lack. For Lord God, we are daily loaded with benefits in the name of Jesus. That's your word, Lord God, that we will be made daily loaded with benefits in the name of Jesus. And I decree it today. I decree it. You said, if thou shalt decree a thing, well, the word of God will stand true. I decree it today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I bind up accidents. Yes, I see and hear you, Lord God. I bind up car accidents. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. People will stop driving erratically. People will stop texting and driving. People will stop being non-focused in their vehicles, Lord God. Begin to touch the people in the name of Jesus and allow them to be obedient to the laws of the land, oh God. They need to stop at the stop signs, and they need to stop at the red lights, and they need to begin to brake on the yellow lights, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But we bind up disobedience, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Nobody is in that much of a hurry that they need to run lights and run stop signs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I come up against witchcraft. I come up against manipulation and disobedience, codependency in the name of Jesus, that oppression spirit in the name of Jesus, that defiance spirit in the name of Jesus. You are bound up today in the name of Jesus. I bind up every form of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Stirring the pots and ESP readings and grabbing things that belong to other people and begin to speak evil words against the people. I bind it up. No more witchcraft, no more witchcraft. I dry it up in our lives today, Lord God. Our children's, our grandchildren's, our great-great-children's lives. I bind up these women, Lord God, who are using it to keep fathers from being able to see their children and children not being able to see their fathers. Every man is not a deadbeat father. They may have made a mistake, Lord God, and not still be with the mother, but the children are worthy to see their dads, and their dads are worthy to see their children. I bind up that spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. It will not come into fruition anymore. But Lord God, begin to break down, Lord God, those hearts, oh God, that want to deceive and be mean to these ex-relationships, oh God, and begin to loose in the court system and allow the children to see their dads in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We come up against this defiance. We come up against this manipulation in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, favor these men, even women, oh, God, who are being faked out and lied to by the men, saying they're going to come and get the children, and they never show up, and they make promises to the children that they never keep. God, we bind up those lies in the name of Jesus, and we command men to be men and fathers to be fathers and husbands to be husbands in the name of Jesus. Men, stand up and be fathers to your children in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan the Lord, I rebuke you. Lord, I just thank you for this time of prayer. I thank you, Lord God, for the meeting of the minds and the linking of the faith and the, Lord God, coming together. Lord God, you said, fail not to assemble yourselves together. And then any man that touch and agree on earth, Lord God, you will begin to answer those prayers because you're in the midst of us, Lord Jesus, and I thank you. I thank you that what we command in heaven must manifest in earth in the name of Jesus. So I command even peace of minds, God. Let the people have the mind of Christ. No more emotional thinking. No more backlash and lashing out and being evil and conniving spirits in the name of Jesus. Lord God, if a person gets hurt in the body of Christ, let the other man speak forgiveness, ask for repentance, and keep it moving, oh God. Heal the hearts of your people today. But Lord God, I command a change from this day forward. I command a change from this day forward. I command a change from this day forward. The body of Christ is united. The body of Christ is healed. The body of Christ is delivered. The body of Christ is on one mind and with one accord. The body of Christ encourages one another. The body of Christ honors each other. The body of Christ looks out for one another. But, Lord God, let your word prevail in us and through us in the name of Jesus. Again, I bind up backlash. I bind up retaliation. We are covered by the blood. Our minds, our spirits, our children, 25 generations to come, and our possessions, our ministries are covered by the blood. We walk in peace, oh God. Why? Because our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And Lord God, when we lay hands, healing must prevail. When we go past people, healing must occur because it's healing in our shadows. But God, allow us to be the word. No more just reciting the word and reading the word, but let us be the word in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for all that you've done through it. We thank you for all that you ordained it to be. We thank you for all the victories that were won on it. We thank you for all the prayers that were prayed through it. We thank you for all those who've been touched by it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, we do prepare ourselves for National Day of Prayer. We will unite again for National Day of Prayer. Lord, be with us. Be with us on today, the weekend, and all the week through. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. I thank you, Lord, and I command victory to be yes and to be amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle, for those prayers. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. For victory now. Praise God for victory this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, thank you,
yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Father God, we thank you, Father God. We are on one accord
thank
this morning.
You. You want to be thanked.
With the
thank
prayers
you,
that are prayed and that is done for us by you, the Father in heaven. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. We ask you to be on one accord with us as well. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and please like the page. Here you can leave your prayer requests. You can leave testimonies. You can hear the prayer broadcast as well. You can ask biblical questions. You can engage the ministry. If you're local, you can engage the ministry in person as well. So please go to that Facebook page and like the page and engage the ministry. You may not have a church home. Again, go to our Facebook page and engage the ministry. You might be in a ministry that does not cannot recognize you or cannot minister to you. Please go to the Facebook page, like the page, and engage. Follow me as I follow Christ Outreach Ministries. Praise God. We just thank the Lord this morning. We thank you. And before we sign off, we want to hear if there's a word from the Lord. Is there a word from the Lord, Apostle?
God is speaking a time of obedience. I think I've been hearing this about 3 weeks or so. God wants obedience from his people. A lot of people, he said, are lacking just because of their own accord, their own decisions, their own selfishness. He said, if you obey me, that's how you gain the trust of me. I'm faithful to you, but you don't obey. So the body of Christ, those of us, we have mantles, we have instructions, we have directions that we have to take. And it behooves us to obey the Lord. So I just encourage each and every listener, whether you're listening live, or whether you're listening to this recording, obey God. It might seem like, well, Lord, this person hurt me. I don't want to forgive them. They did this, they did that. Obey God. Obey him. This person stole from me. This person raped me. The Lord knows. He will heal your heart. He will mend the broken. And then the word says, vengeance is mine. I shall repay. So there's no vindication like the Lord's vindication. So obey God. Obey him.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. The word from the Lord today is obedience. Praise God. Praise God. And before we end this broadcast, we're going to turn it over to Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton for her to give her last words for this broadcast.
Amen, amen, amen. I did want to share, first of all, a thank you, thank you, thank you Thank you, King. We have had this prayer line now probably, yes, about 17 years. 17 years strong, we've had this prayer line. And, of course, it started, it used to be at 4 a.m. on Saturday mornings. And I believe then it went to 7 a.m. and then now to 6 a.m. But we are going to end this particular prayer line the way that it is, as we're going to just move to do some things differently. And just because you won't be able to contact us on this 213 number, it doesn't mean that Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries International, Inc. will not continue to do what we've been doing. I've already mentioned that we will be coming together next week, next Thursday, matter of fact, for National Day of Prayer. Submit your prayer request to our Facebook page, which is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. And we will be praying for you at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. All you have to do is type it out. That's all. And we will be interceding on National Day of Prayer. You're going to have a lot of people who will wake up early or who will be praying through the day. Excuse me. But we are going to take that second prayer watch, and we're going to come together and we're going to pray at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on next week for National Day of Prayer. That's number one. Number two, we will still be coming together to pray. It just won't be on this Blog Talk line. And I would just want to thank Apostle Dr. Shauna A. Houghton, who provided this platform for us to be able to come together these last 2 years. And we did not have to fund this line. She funded the line. Laborers funded this line for us. We are moving in wisdom, and we're looking to release this line. And I'll be honest with you, it was mostly due to lack of support. Saints, I've mentioned before, it takes resources to do ministry. It takes resources. Those of you who can hear this announcement, every pastor is not inside four walls. God didn't call it that way. Jesus never operated inside the four walls. Jesus and his disciples and the men and women of God would go and pitch a tent wherever they were, build an altar, and Jesus would minister. But tithes and offerings are always in order. And when there's no resources, bills cannot be paid. So we've had to make some wise decisions so that we could move on in ministry in a more efficient way. So we will not be on this 213 number anymore, not right now, until we're able to build up resources again. Until then, please again go to our Facebook page, submit your prayer request. We will be coming together in prayer in different ways. We also have Ministry in Motion on Facebook. The name of the page is Ministry in Motion. I will be doing some live teachings, some live prayers, and showing some ministry as I do stream live sometimes at other ministries. So you can still be in contact with us but it'll just be in different ways. We love you all, for all of you who did connect with us, who were able to support us, who were able to link your faith with us. I applaud that sacrifice, sacrifice of sleep, sacrifice of time, whatever ways that you gave. Excuse me. But before we go, I would like to also please announce one more time my books that the Lord has blessed me to write. I have Happy Birthday, Your Spiritual Beginning. That book is about being able to identify your giftings, your anointings that are down within you that God wants to birth out through you. So tap into yourselves and allow God to make you identify with the anointing he has given you and give birth to it. So that's in that book. It's available on Amazon. It's available on Kindle, as well as my second book that came out earlier this year called Free to Be Me. Late last year, not this year. It came out late last year. It's called Free to Be Me. Now, that book gives testimony about me not having to apologize for being the person God made me to be. Thanks to God, when God has made you fearfully and wonderfully, you should not have to apologize for it. If you're anointed to heal, flow in that healing. If he has gifted you to make beautiful baskets, then you go head on, you make those baskets. He might have anointed you to be a prayer warrior, then I command that you intercede like never before, but never, ever, ever apologize for being who you are. Be free to be who you are. That's my second book. It also is on Amazon and Kindle. I would love your support in buying it for a Mother's Day gift. Give it for a birthday gift. Give it for yourself. Take it to hospitals. Give them away. Sow seed. But these are tools and resources that God has allowed me to write on behalf of people's deliverance. So I just want to thank everyone for all these years we've been able to come together. Pastor Mel being the leader over these past few years of the prayer line. He is due to get married this year, and I applaud that. I support that. I'm congratulating that. So that is the voice you've been listening to on this line. These past couple of years, we've had other prayer lines. But this line, the sound of Deaconess Angela Campbell was with him as a co-host. We've had Tangela Lewis as a co-host, just all the many people who have stood in the gap on behalf of you and I. We want to support, pray, and celebrate them. I love you, Body of Christ. I love you. I might not have ever seen your face. The people that have called in from Europe, the people that have called in from Africa, the people have called in from the Philippines, the people have called in from Canada, just all over Hawaii, all over I've gotten calls. God bless you. We love you. Praying for us. Watch our page for future announcements. Follow me as I follow Christ.
Amen. Well, praise God. We want to thank Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton for those words and for giving us this forum to pray for those individuals that have requested prayer, to pray for the nations, our leaders, the issues of life. So again, we want to say thank you to each and every person that has joined in, and just please be ready for the next phase and the next steps that we will take, and continue to pray for the this world, the people, the nations, the leaders of the nations. Amen. So we just want to say thanks to everyone that joined in, everyone that sent in their prayers, everyone that sent in their testimonies. Please, again, go to the Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Continue to engage the ministry and continue to move forward with us as well. We just want to thank God. Remember that God favors you, and because he favors you, laws change, rules change, situations change, lives change, situations change, all in your favor. God's favor goes out before you and surrounds you with a shield. Until we meet again, God just continue to bless you. God continue to love on you. Please forgive others, and just please continue to stay in prayer. We love you, and we will hear from you and see you again soon. Again, we thank you and we praise God.
Amen. Amen.
God bless everyone.
God bless.
Some of you may even want to run to the altar and begin to lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cry as we lift up our voices tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we dare.